I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Ontario Teachers Federation announced their endorsements of all NDP candidates in Toronto and the Greater Toronto Area, including Peel Region. The Federation cites their continued disapproval of Premier Doug Ford's cuts and changes to Ontario's education system. This includes cutting $1.3 billion in funding, increasing class sizes, and not finding earlier solutions to remote schooling for high school students. As part of the endorsements, NDP candidates were invited to speak at these press conferences. Toronto Centre's NDP candidate, Kristen Wong Tam, was unable to attend.
And it's an honor to join you here with our Peel colleagues and our OSSTF family. We appreciate the support so much here on the ground. And, you know, as Karen Littlewood said, you know, we have been fighting in our legislature over the last 4 years to stop the cuts and privatization to our public health public education system. And I know that we need to do so much more. It was just a few years ago that we joined you on the picket lines to stop and fight back against the cuts that Doug Ford had proposed to our education system. And we know that hybrid learning is not working for students. And mandatory online teaching is a way to have less teachers in the classroom and education workers in our classroom, and a way to allow creeping privatization to make fewer resources available to students at a time where we know that they need even more. Mental health impacts have been rampant throughout this pandemic, and our young people are suffering.
The Federation also says that the education system needs an overhaul following the effects of COVID-19 and remote learning. They say additional resources are required to invest in more teaching staff to help reduce class sizes.
That's why the Ontario NDP has committed to making sure that we invest in the teachers and education workers that are needed to help students get the resources and quality of education that they need. We also know that smaller class sizes at all levels of education help students get the quality of education that they deserve and help create a safe working environment for our education workers and teachers. We also know that our schools are crumbling, and Liberals and Conservatives have left our schools and our education workers and students behind. And that's why the NDP has committed to fixing the repair backlog in the next 10 years by investing in education, not cutting the services that our students and education workers need.
Other NDP initiatives endorsed by the Federation include creating inclusive spaces for all students in the public school system.
There's so much more work that we need to do to strengthen and rebuild our public education system. You know, I'm a proud Peel student. I went to school here in Brampton, and I'm so glad that I was able to benefit from our local education system. But I also know there's so much more work that needs to be done to help make sure that we are creating inclusive and safe environments for all students. We know that anti-Black racism continues to impact students in our communities, and that's why the Ontario NDP called on this government to address the anti-Black racism within our Peel District school boards and called on them to invest in resources needed to actually tackle that in a meaningful way. Those are the types of commitments we've made and the work that we have done over the last 4 years.
The Federation stated on their Facebook page that education continues to be ignored by the PC platform, and that they hope to find concrete solutions as students and teachers adjust to in-person learning once more. More details to come. The Ontario election is set for June 2nd. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.